Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I am Ed.
And I'm Dave, and happy Water a Flower Day.
Water a Flower Day. Do they specify how you're supposed to water a flower?
Nope, just
right,
do it.
So go pee on some flowers, people.
Yep.
You have permission from the universe.
And us.
Well, I don't want to be legally bound to that, but maybe you have permission from the intern. Intern?
I would say yeah, why not?
Great.
Dead bodies going to the earth, why don't I pee?
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Good way of looking
good
at it.
Logic.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound.
Yeah.
Oh, you can introduce yourself, by the way.
Hey, I'm Valerie/Duke.
Yeah, you're just Duke.
I'm just
yeah.
Duke.
Just
right now.
Duke. So
that was Jeff again, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, he's out adventuring.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Doing things that Jeff does.
Yeah. We wish we could tell you what they are, but
super
you know what?
Secret.
We'd have to kill you immediately after.
We only disclose top secret information to the Russians.
Yeah. And we're not stupid enough to tell people later where we got that information from when nobody asked.
Yeah.
So, Dave, how's your Memorial Day?
Delightful. Had a barbecue.
Nice.
Yes. I went to a Jack and Jill, whatchamacallit? Baby shower?
I'm glad you came up with the word, because otherwise a Jack and Jill orgy?
Yeah.
Orgy? Is that what happened?
Well, I guess that would be okay with me.
Are there any non-Jack and Jill orgies?
Well, yes.
I suppose there are, yeah.
On the internet, you can find anything.
That's true.
Literally.
Yeah.
Some things you don't want to find.
Nope.
But yeah, it was pretty good. You know, had some pig roast.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Nice.
Some beer. Played some backyard games.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you knew this, but last week, National Backyard Game Week.
Now that sounds vaguely sexual.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
I know.
Butt stuff, really,
yep,
is what we're talking
what
about here. I want to make sure we're real clear.
Yes.
That there's no questions here.
We're not going to go too deep into that, though.
Just like butt stuff.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Anyway.
And how's your Memorial Day, my dear?
My Memorial Day was great. I graduated this weekend.
Oh, congratulations. I guess that means you're no longer an intern.
No.
Yeah.
And are now
officially
an official employee that we can
not pay.
Not pay.
Not pay, yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But
it comes with some great benefits, like hanging out with Dave every week.
Yay.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that much at that joke.
Yeah,
right?
You really shouldn't. I suck.
Not only did I graduate, but I was also due to be in a wedding right after.
Same day?
Same day.
How many
you
hours
got
apart?
Married?
Basically same time.
Was it Dave's wedding?
It was not Dave's wedding.
Was it Ed's wedding?
It was not Ed's wedding.
Did Jeff get married again?
Did he renew his vows? Or does he have some weird secret second Canadian family?
Was it the Gigolo's wedding?
It was.
It's not the Gigolo. It's the Juggalo.
Oh.
God.
The Gigolo's a completely different guy she dated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I paid.
Yeah, dated was in big air quotes.
Juggalo, yes. I get them confused.
Hey, guys. This is Ed. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but we got a little bit of a weird situation here, and I think we should address it real fast. So, at this point in the episode, Duke tells a story about her weekend, and it's pretty funny, but more importantly, the story ties this entire episode together thematically. It's where everything just branches off from. And we were all proud of her for bringing some A-game, but she's decided she doesn't want this story to be part of the episode, which usually, no problem. Snip, snip, quick edit, you're good to go. But again, this is the backbone of the episode. So, we're kind of struggling with what to do, and she asked again for us to just take the story out of the episode. And in the interest of full disclosure, when I say she asked, I mean that she threatened to, quote, take Dave and tie him to a chair in an abandoned warehouse so she can carve up his pretty little face so bad that he'll be able to cosplay as maskless Deadpool at Comic-Con without any makeup. Here's the thing. Dave doesn't have tickets to Comic-Con. He's not going. So why should we have her go through all the trouble of kidnapping Dave and Dave go through all the hassle of being cut up when we can just pull the story and add like a little intermission-y thing, which is what this is. Cool. But now we need to come back into the episode somehow, right? So here's what I want you to do. Take a couple of real deep breaths and close your eyes. Unless if you're driving or operating heavy machinery. Picture this. Duke has just told you this amusing anecdote about mistaken identity and online dating and other weirdness. And it's really funny and you're really amused. And we cut back to Dave saying,
I feel like this story could have been avoided if you just said wrong number. Like, in the very beginning, you say wrong number. Story's over. I'm glad you didn't.
This is a real moral in telling truth always.
Well, my thing
otherwise, you get other weird moms stalking you.
No, she's not stalking me. But
she's outside in your bushes with Sean Spicer right now.
Whoa, why Sean Spicer?
Because he's hiding in the bushes.
Oh.
You didn't see this?
Oh, I saw that.
All right, good. Just checking.
No, my...
Oh, your headphone came out. Dave can't hear anything. Quick, talk about him.
Ah.
I heard that. That's not talking about me. That's making dinosaur noises. Go on.
Thanks, Pterodactyl Duke.
Pterodactyl. Dull.
But yeah, so that's...
Wow, that's crazy.
Right?
That's intense.
That is really crazy.
So what you're saying is good weekend overall.
Oh, great
weekend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, wait. So, this guy was an online dating thing. You've dated a Juggalo. Did they come from the same website? Was it like JuggaloConnect.net?
No.
Because God knows they could not afford a .com.
No. No, I met the Juggalo in high school.
Oh, that's right.
Like
yeah.
The good old-fashioned way.
Didn't exist then.
Yeah, no.
She's young, but she's not that young.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
And you
I dabbled.
You dabbled in that.
I did. I found myself a lovely lady.
You did.
I did.
You're like the success story that I have.
The only success. Well, no. Well, two
of them. We'll see. I'm kidding, Duke.
I didn't hear that. I was
perfect.
Playing with
the wire. Good.
Anyway, no. Me and Lisa both agree that online dating is the worst possible thing in the world.
It's true.
We hate it. We don't recommend it to anyone.
No.
Even though we found each other, and supposedly we are both happy. I know I am. I just don't know about her.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, you're used to ladies lying about their satisfaction levels, so.
Let's be serious. And I am gullible when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You take the win. Great. It's fine.
You know what's funny? Evan and I look at it the same exact way as you and Lisa, because we wish we would have met just, you know, in real life, but... You've met in person since, right? Obviously.
All right, okay. Just checking.
But in all honesty, I would have never met him, and I'm sure you would have never met Lisa.
No, because I stayed away from Jersey.
Yeah,
as a general rule.
Yeah, as any right-thinking person should.
Sorry, everyone
in Jersey, not really.
I went through like quite a bit of stuff before finding Lisa. Like you have to go through the garbage get to the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the New York online dating scene for you.
What you got in the way? You got any saucy tales?
Oh, I got some saucy tales. I'll knock your socks off.
Well, I'm wearing short socks, so that's not a very high bar, but please
do. I'm
not
even wearing socks.
Great, then I've already succeeded.
Goal!
So I was on multiple sites because I was very desperate. As one is when he looks like this.
Oh, Dave.
Hey, but you sound great.
I think I saw you on Tinder. I swiped right.
Oh, thanks.
Of course, it was an ironic swipe, but, you know, it was a swipe.
All right, cool. Take it. Sympathy swipes are always welcome.
Yeah.
I wasn't only on Tinder. I was on it because, well, it's fun, mainly.
It is fun.
In that site. You know, come on, let's be real. But I was on multiple sites. Anyway, I find a girl. She's cute. I was like, okay, cool. I liked her. Whatever it was that you do on the site that I was on. We started talking. And the conversation was going pretty well for a couple of days.
Okay.
Right?
Whoa.
So I was like, all right, you want to meet up for drinks? Okay, great. So we set a date of Friday. Now, this is on a Monday. And we set a date for Friday because it was the only day that she was free.
Okay.
Typically, I didn't make plans for Fridays because you don't know what the date's going to be, and you don't want to waste Friday night on a bad date.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I'd much rather sit at home and play video games.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why they say if you go to a bar and you see like what looks like a relatively like awkward couple on a Tuesday night, you know it's an online dating thing.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Anyway.
Or it's me and Dave out to dinner.
Yeah.
Or you and I having a venting session.
No, Dave and I have the awkward sexual tension.
Yes.
No, I'm not saying sexual tension. I'm just saying. Okay. Anyhow, sorry.
Anyway. So that was on like Sunday or Monday. By Wednesday, I was starting to get that weird vibe from her.
Oh, boy.
All right. And I'm like, all right, this is kind of getting weird. I was free on Wednesday. She's talking. She goes, she said something was canceled in her schedule that week or whatever. I was like, oh, so do you want to hang out tonight? I figured, get it out of the way. It's Wednesday. I was like, let's just get this thing over with.
Yeah.
Because I had a feeling it wasn't going to be good. So she tells me what town she lived in. I forget what it was. And she goes, yeah, there's a bar literally right down the block from where I live. We can go there.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
That's convenient.
I'm like, that's convenient. So I'm like, what time? We set it up. We go. And I get there. And I get to the address. And I'm double-checking the address. And I'm like, that's weird. The bar's closed.
Oh, that's not good.
But not like closed, like it closed at 9 o'clock and got there at 9:30. Closed like...
it hasn't been open.
Like boarded up.
Oh, all right. Good. So
I'm thinking to myself, so I'm like, all
you're
right.
You're going to get murdered.
So she's a regular is what you're saying.
Yeah.
She's a ghost.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, let me look on this bar's like website or whatever, and it says it's been closed for 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Was the website www.murdertorium.com?
So I'm like, all right.
Ghost girlfriend.
I'm like, this is weird. So then I'm like, she said that she lived right down the block, so she would clearly know, see it over the course of the last 3 years that it's closed.
Well, Dave, she only turns right out of her driveway, doesn't ever go left. Yes. That's the problem.
So anyway, so... against what would be considered better judgment, I text her.
Attaboy.
I go...
Commitment.
I go, well, she was really cute.
Okay.
So I was like, all right. So, of course. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm like, all right. So I was like, it seems like it shut down the bar. And she goes, oh, really? All right. Well, there's a bar not too far. You know, you want to meet me here. I was like, are you sure it's open? I actually texted her. She goes, LOL. Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. So I looked it up, and it was right down the block. So I was like, all right, I'll drive
and it was still a viable business.
Yeah, I looked that up, too, before driving. And I find a parking spot, I park, and I text her. I go, oh, just got here. She goes, oh, I'm inside. I'm like, well, that's weird that you were able to get there that quickly. Like, I was literally right down the block. That's a little weird that you're inside.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I walk in, and this bar is divey. To say the least.
That's the best place to have a date.
Best place to have a date. You know, if you get embarrassed, it's not that big of a deal. But if you get murdered, it, you know, could lead to some questions.
Nobody's ever going to find your body.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just this girl, which I should say, I wasn't sure who it was sitting at the bar, and a bartender.
Okay.
It was a female and a bartender. That's all I knew.
Okay.
So I walk in. She said she was there. There was only one female there, but this girl did not look anything like the picture.
Okay, that's a problem.
They got catfished.
I got a little catfished, and I was like, okay, well, this girl is no longer something that I'm physically interested in, but you know what? I'm going to be polite. I'm going to see where this date goes, because you know what? Our conversations were still relatively fun until it got weird.
Right.
So then I was like...
As they always do.
I was like, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, even though physically she's not exactly my type.
Okay.
I was being a gentleman.
Congratulations, Dave.
I think.
Yeah, maybe not.
So anyway, good so I sit you. Down. So I go and I say, oh, hi, I'm Dave. You're so-and-so? Yeah, her name, whatever her name was. And she goes, yeah. So we exchange, I guess you want to call pleasantries. I sit down. And now she's looking down at her phone, angry texting.
Okay. That's good.
And I'm like, okay. So the bartender comes over. Oh, you want a drink? I was like, yeah, I'll have Goose IPA. It was the best beer they had there. I'll have a Goose IPA. And I turn to her and I go, oh, would you like something to drink? I don't drink.
Oh, good. That's a good thing for a bar then.
And I go, good bar date. I was like, well, do you want like a water or a soda or something? No. Oh, do you want to go somewhere else? Do you want to do something else? Like, rather than, you know, be here. Like, we're at a bar. Like, I'm sorry that we went here then.
Which you agreed to.
Which it was your idea to go here. So, like,
okay,
that's kind of weird.
That's a good point.
And then...
to be fair, her first idea was to go to the closed down bar so that you could steal your kidneys.
Yes.
So...
so, I'm like, okay, this is really strange. So, the bartender leaves us and is kind of lurking from afar because he knows this is going to be interesting.
Smart bartender.
Yeah. So, then I'm like, all right, cool. So... I'm sitting there. I have my drink. She's still angry texting.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks up. So I'm like, am I kind of awkward because I don't know what to say. You're on a first time meeting you.
And they're angry
and
texting.
They're angry texting. Yeah. So then she's like, you really need to calm down.
What?
Did you say anything?
No.
So she looked at you and said, you really need to calm down.
I go, calm down? What do you mean? She goes, you just seem really excited.
Mm.
I go, well... you know, it's just my personality, I guess, and, you know, try to be excited on a first date thing.
Yeah, you want to show some form of enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm, you know.
After you've narrowly dodged death and are now at the second bar.
So then she goes back to angry texting. I'm sitting there. Now the bartender comes back over and he goes, is everything okay? Thinking that I'm the creeper.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
And the girl goes, yeah. And then he looks at me, he goes, oh boy.
Oh my God.
And so he walks away. And then the girl looks up again, she goes, I lied. And I'm thinking to myself,
we know
you lied because look at you.
Yeah.
And then she goes, my mom's coming.
What? Why?
I go, wait, what?
So that's real sexy.
I go, wait, what? She goes, yeah, my mom's coming to make sure I'm okay. I'm like, are you okay? And she goes, she's coming. I'm like, okay. So I look at the bartender. I go, how much was this? $6. Here's a 10. Don't keep the change. And I walk out.
Yeah.
As I'm walking out, there's a car parked right in front of the bar with like an older lady in it who's getting out of her car to go into the bar. The mom was there waiting for her. Now, she was like, she said she was 25. She looked about that age, and I was 27 at the time, so, you know, or 29, I should say. So it was a little younger than I normally go for, but whatever. I don't know.
Weird.
So then I walk back to my car.
Uh-huh.
I get in my car. By the time I got in my car and started my car, I had 4 text messages of lengthy proportions screaming at me, this girl, via text.
Uh-huh.
How dare I embarrass her like that?
Well, you didn't meet her mother, and you were about to go get married, and then she's going to steal your kidney. Dave,
so that,
you ruined her perfect night.
That is my best online dating story.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So you went from that to Lisa.
Actually,
that's a,
if I'm getting my timeline straight, I directly went from that to Lisa. Because... Right after her, I decided I'm never online dating again.
Yeah, that would be my inclination as well.
And I swore off of it. That was like around like early December ish.
Uh huh.
And then I believe late January, early February is when Lisa messaged me, and that was like the next person I talked to was Lisa. And it took some convincing before I would even go meet Lisa because I really just swore off the whole thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So you really went from a Motorola Razr to an iPhone 7. Good work.
Possibly an iPhone 10.
We don't know.
Like,
yeah, that's how good she is.
Aw, that's
sweet.
Adorable.
That girl was so bad, she was like a Nokia brick.
Oh, God.
She's the Dell phone.
Yeah. So anyway.
That 5-inch monstrosity that looked like a brick next to your head.
But I must say, in my online dating, I did online dating for, I think, a total of like 6 months or so. And the dates were they were closer to that date that I just described than they were to Lisa. And in talking to Lisa, she could tell some stories that would also knock your metaphorical socks off.
Mm.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
honey.
Oh, boy. What you got? What you got, Duke? You got a little,
So most girls get Netflix and chilled, you know, that's a normal thing. You know, a lot of guys my age, like in their mid-20s, are broke and still living at home with mommy and daddy. So it's like, I can't take you out for even a drink because I can't afford it. Also, I can't afford to pay for gas to come and meet you. So why don't you come to my
place? High class.
Yeah. Nothing but pinkies out for these people.
That's why I have a broken one. So I got VHS and chilled.
Wait, what? VHS and chilled?
Which VHS? I hope it was like My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Nah, dude, it was Titanic, but only tape two.
It was Scream.
Scream.
Yeah.
Ooh, a horror chick.
Yeah.
Well, because my Flick. Thing.
Sorry. A horror was, chick. Yeah. That was what you had gone out with, Dave.
Oh. That was good. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry for that noise.
I apologize for that whole time.
My Tinder profile literally just said a bunch of words that interest me. Like, I like whiskey.
Flour.
Cheese.
Wind.
Bacon.
Clouds.
Farting.
Trees.
Bacon again.
Trees.
Hearts.
Bowling.
Kiss emoji.
NASCAR.
I tried to make myself
Thumbs
sound
up.
Professional.
Smiling duty.
Duke.
Go on. Oh, yeah, down arrow. You have a down arrow.
So it would be like whiskey, horror movies. I like rock music to weed out all those like rapper guys because there are a lot of them.
Rapper guys,
a lot of
guys. W-R-A-P-E-R.
Yeah, it's just people that sit there spending all day just
rap
rapping presents. Yeah,
we don't want
yo girl, you want to come over and rap and chill?
Yeah, no, I prefer bags.
Oh, that's because you're an amateur.
Just because I wanted to show people, like, okay, I don't like rap music. If you do, we're probably not going to get along, you know, things like that. So I met this guy. I'm going to call him Mike. It's not his name, but his name is Mike. His profile.
Wait. What's his not name?
It's not Mike, but
are
we're
going
to call him Mike.
Okay. So yeah. What did not Mike do?
So he was a huge metalhead. And I was like, oh, cool, metal, awesome. I'm totally
How are we friends?
That. I know, right?
Good God.
We met at Dark Horse Tavern, and he ordered a Coors Light. And I was like, that's a big no-no for me. Also, he was younger than me, like, by a month, and I didn't like it. Anywho.
Oh, that whole month. Yeah, what a range of experience you have over him.
Hey, I'm wise beyond my months. So he...
I'll allow it. Please continue.
I love that Jeff's not here.
You'd have run out crying by
I really
now.
Could. The next date we had, he was like, I don't really have any money to go out, but I'd really like to hang out with you. Do you want to come to my place? Well, you know, whatever. I'm like, oh, this is code for I have no money, but I do want to bang. So, like, come over. And I was like, well, we're not going to bang, but I'll come over. So we went, and he didn't have Netflix. He had a VHS. He had a VCR. And he had a range of VHS tapes, and we had to rewind it.
Did he provide...
Wait a minute. He didn't even pre-rewind the tape?
I know.
Did he have one of those cool, like, separate rewinder
machines? Oh, man, like a DeLorean or something?
DeLorean? I had one of those. Those are cool.
I was poor. We only used the rewind function on the VCR.
Mm. My VCR didn't rewind, so...
All right, so...
Back in the day?
So we were two different sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
It was also a tube TV, so...
That's good.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use a VCR, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make literally no sense to...
Here's your VCR. LCD screen.
Yo, check out my OLED HDTV connected to my Toshiba VCR. You can see all of them pixels in this 480 by 480 cube.
And also, the back of the TV isn't gray. That's just all the dust that builds up on it.
That would be a tube TV.
That's friend. What I mean.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be funnier in my head.
Believe me, it was.
I'm sure it was funnier in your head, yes.
So, yeah.
Online dating sucks. Have you any wild tales of adventure?
I went on one.
One?
That's
one
it?
Date. Yeah. Because
I believe a man of your stature should be able to get more than one.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You misunderstand. It's not that I couldn't get more than one. It's that I really, like... Usually I get bored of the long-winded, you know, pen pal situation. I'm just like, meh, no thanks, I'm done.
I keep that to a maximum of, like, 4 days.
Yeah, I try, but, like, then I feel like I'm being creepy. So, you know, I just let it go, and then I just forget that people exist. But this one girl messaged me, And within like three messages, like, hey, here's my number. Let's hang out Thursday. And this was on Tuesday.
Be aggressive.
Yeah. I was like, all right, let's see what's up. And she wanted to go to the city and get Japanese food, and which I've never had before. And I was like, all right, sure. Let's give it a try. And we go in there, and this restaurant, I don't know what it was called, but everywhere on the walls was just porn. It was just straight boobs and vaginas all over the place.
I was like,
all right, this is marginally uncomfortable for while I'm eating, but okay, sure.
Also meeting a girl for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So which one do you look most like?
Please. Ooh, you pointed the one with the Godzilla. Ooh. Which is not racist, by the way. There was actually a naked lady standing next to Godzilla in one of those pictures.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, that one I was kind of like, can I buy that? Because that's kind of dope. It's dope and creepy in the same way that you'd see something painted on the side of a van. Mm-hmm. It was that kind of dope and creepy.
So it was art.
Yeah, it was real art. So, you know, we do that, and it's kind of like a weird conversation. But things are clicking okay.
All right.
We go. We have dessert. That's like 9:30. Like, I got work early in the morning. Saying, I've got to get going back. And, look, I'm going to level with you guys right now. All right. When it comes to making out with people, I'm really good at it. Uh-huh. Trumpet player. 20 years of being able to do things with my lips that just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
toot your own horn, won't you?
God knows no one else's. So we get into the back of an Uber, and she makes a move. And I'm like, all right.
Go, girl.
Let's see what happens here. Here's the problem. You guys have seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the opening scene where it's like they're storming the beaches of Normandy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was her. It felt like she was just like she was going to jab her tongue through the back of my head.
Like a real predator scene.
Yeah. Yeah, like out of Species, that movie from 1998. that guy that you saw also probably had on VHS. It was literally the most horrifying thing that's ever happened. But as somebody who will not really say no to things, I was like, all right, cool, we'll keep on talking, that's fine. And so the next week I had to do stuff, and I told her, like, I'm not going to be available to respond to you on like Tuesday and Wednesday. I have things that I gotta do. I'm gonna be out all day. It's like, fine. So what does she proceed to do Tuesday and Wednesday? Text me nonstop, constantly. And I reminded her, like, I'm kind of busy, don't have time for this. Like, oh, okay, cool. Here's another 45 messages to go. By the end of Wednesday, I was getting, I feel like the only one who's interested in this anymore is me. And I'm like, first of all, buddy.
You're right.
It's been a week, so calm yourself. Secondly, you are absolutely correct. And third, I'm just going to say bye-bye now and leave. So after that, I've just been like, no.
Good.
No, I want no part of this.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a real crapshoot.
It is. It's
There's
a real...
There's so many rules, too.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Like, if they're good-looking, they're clearly a fucking weirdo.
Well, I wasn't talking about that.
I mean, that is a rule, too. Yeah.
That is a rule.
I mean, look at Dave.
Yeah.
He's super cute, and he is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing nipple clamps right now.
Can't even see him.
I swiped right on a guy because he looked like Jeff Goldblum.
To be fair, if I found a woman who looked like Jeff Goldblum, I, too, would swipe right.
Right? So a normal person would swipe right.
Yeah. For Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
Hell, if it's even just Jeff Goldblum, I'd be like, yes. What do you need from me, sir?
And my friends happened to go to the bar that we were at on our first date, and he got super freaked out that we were, like, stalking him. So he left. And I was like, but Jeff Goldblum? Come back!
Come back, Jeff! you know what the problem was? Your friends were so preoccupied if they could go to that bar, they didn't think about if they should go to that bar.
It was effing grooving.
That was a Jeff Goldblum reference.
Oh, sorry.
I gotcha.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody here did.
All I know is must go faster.
Yeah. Same movie.
I did.
Anyway. That's our tales of internet dating.
Tales of horror.
Yeah. You guys should avoid it.
Yep.
Just go marry somebody.
Yeah.
Go meet someone in a bar.
Yeah. Go make some bad decisions in a bar.
Seriously.
It's way safer.
Use the classic pickup line, please.
Or, you know what? Do what real Americans do and hit on the girl at work.
Go on farmersonly.com.
But don't do that like obsessively. Do it once. If she says no, just stop.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be like, you know, our president. Just be be respectful.
Be normal, people.
Yeah, yeah, just be normal for just once, would you normal. Please?
And if you're a dude, you know what? Pay for the first drink at least.
Oh, fun story. Evan didn't pay for our drinks when I first went on a date with him.
Well,
and he doesn't let you fart?
Yeah.
That's a genius. That's a deal breaker.
That's a real deal breaker for me. I would never date him.
No, me neither.
I didn't want to, but then I realized.
Sure you want to admit that?
Yeah, he knows.
All right.
I went on.
He wasn't enough of a juggalo for her.
I'm sure. Exactly. I'm sure. In a moment of honesty, Lisa would say the same thing about me. So
no, I went out to drinks afterwards, and I gave him this lame excuse, and I was like, I need to go home. And then he kisses me, and I'm like, this was not a good date, dude. Like, don't kiss me. So I went out to drinks with my friend. And I just vented the entire time, and then the next week,
he proceeded to date him for the next 3 years.
Yeah, he like kept texting me, and I was like, dude, like this didn't really work out. And he goes, let me take you out to lunch, please. Like, I want to make up for not paying or whatever. So I was like, you know what? Free lunch. Okay. I'll make a profit off this.
The weight of a woman's heart. Just take her for a $5 footlong at Subway.
It was Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
And all right. That's pretty good.
I got like three Cosmopolitans. This is a very big theme tonight. I got like three Cosmopolitans. The dinner.
You mean the past 2 weeks? Because this is happening a week from tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Way to break the illusion.
Sorry,
Duke.
Guys. So it was like a $75 dinner, but the drinks that I paid for at the original was $40. So I made a $35 profit. And we ended up actually.
If only you could liquidate those assets. Oh wait, yeah, never mind. Cheesecake Factory usually comes out in liquid form for me at least.